When you enter the garden of the heart, you become fragrant like the rose. When you fly toward heaven, you become graceful like the angel. If you get burned like oil, you become brilliant. When you become thin like hair, in yearning, your joy leads the way. You'll be the kingdom and the king. You'll be paradise and the guardian angel. You'll be infidelity and you'll be faith. You'll be the lion and you'll be the deer. Rumi. You are the lion and the deer. You are bold, fierce, and vibrant, and you are silent, sweet, and gentle. If I should come to you in arrogance, you roar at me until my falsehood quakes in fear, so terrified it gives up the game, and love's conquest happens yet again. If I should come to you in surrendered adoration, open to whatever you may wish, you are so gentle with me. Like a deer, you offer me nothing to fear or resist, so that I too become sweet and gentle, longing to submit to your tender ministrations. So then I do not fear my own errors, for even if I stumble into arrogance, I shall be made wiser by your magnificent roar and become humble. If I become weak, I shall draw succor, evoking the tenderness in you. Whatever is needed to keep me true, true to love, is what you give me. For you are the holy lion, proud and mighty, and the sweet deer, gentle as the mildest breezes of spring. Hello, my old friend. Do you remember me? We are the oldest of friends. Ancient soulmates we are, acquainted over many lifetimes past, and through many lessons learned together in the school of love. So here we meet again, in this advanced spiritual training of the human experience, with the earth as our classroom. The moment is upon us to leave behind what we have once known, and to open up to the great mystery of life again. Our souls leapt from the divine oneness through the river of forgetfulness, and now dive into a body and a life. What a journey that leap begins! Let us embark on this studious adventure together. Let us honor the tiger and the lamb within each other, the lion and the deer. I can witness in you both the raging warrior who fights with unbreakable honor, and the healer who brings together those things torn apart. Of course, are we not heaven and earth? Are we not divine? And in being divine, being all things are divine. So we are here together in the school of love. Not for the soul who still adheres to preference instead of curiosity. Not for the soul who craves comfort instead of devotion to divine adventure. We must be like lovers, you and I, if we are to take these lessons. We must be willing to become mad with passion, crazy enough to chase the great beloved, even if it means forgetting who we are for a time, to have the sacred delight of rediscovery, breaking some rules and looking like fools. Well, what could be greater than becoming a fool for love? That will do for us. That will do well. Let us be fools for love together. So shall we become study mates? We'll recognize each other, even in all of our varied garbs, bright or somber, wild or gentle. We'll become the most enthusiastic students in the school of love, urging each other on to ever greater feats of passion and devotion. How we shall outdo each other in grand gestures and our unwavering commitment. This oracle brings you a special message. You are rediscovering a part of yourself that has been lost or submerged underneath more practical concerns. Of course, if practicality is about survival, then learning to be your true self is most essential and practical. All other paths lead to death of the soul. You are asked to bear the chaos of this rediscovery. It may be that talents from this or other lifetimes are reawakened and cause you some discomfort at first, even though they will ultimately bring joy and greater fulfillment. The discomfort may be around how those talents are best expressed, about overcoming shame, guilt, doubt, or other judgments. It may even be about who you are, if you now admit your talent or other emerging personality traits. Perhaps what is being unearthed in you now is darker, your sacred rage, refusal to accept disrespect in your life, your inability to tolerate lies and deceptions. Well then, you are the lion and the deer. That is nature. There is to be both in the world. You are not becoming contradictory or hypocritical. You are becoming whole. The guidance this oracle brings you is that you shall prosper most now if you are willing to unbecome what you have believed yourself to be. It was never really true anyway, that view. It was partial at best, and just a view, an identity, not a genuine reality. Some of your previous sense of self shall likely come with this transition into the fuller experience of your being, and some of that previous identity shall be shed as far too limiting. It just won't feel true for you anymore, if it ever did. Any crisis or confusion this brings you shall be temporary fuel to ignite the divine fires within. They simmer into life, cooking you from within, bringing all of your flavors, spicy and sweet, bitter and sour, into perfect balance, so that your being, your presence, becomes an exquisite dish served up as a divine feast. You shall become nourishment for the world in perfect balance. Your being will hold all, for it holds all within it. It will deny nothing and become a tonic to feed every taste, every appetite, every hunger, and every deficiency. What an extraordinary, sublime meal you shall be. How your presence shall nourish the world. And it all begins with shedding the either and the or, and recognizing instead the all. With such wild permission for unconditional love, you shall thrive in your beingness and feed the hungry world with a meal complete, satisfying, and exquisite. Sacred Honoring Ritual. Say aloud, Rumi, who loves me unconditionally, bear witness to my declaration now. I honor the spiritual maturity within me that bestows upon my consciousness this sacred task. I have accepted the fundamental goodness of my being and can now cast aside all notions held of myself and inquire into my wholeness. What nestles alongside this goodness? All, of course. I am unafraid. I honor my heart, and it is big enough to hold all my nature within its graceful light. I witness my darkness with compassion, and I become able to dance with all of my being, light and dark, in graceful acknowledgement of my divine wholeness. The gentle acceptance of all of me now brings me peace. This acceptance allows the divine to live fully through me as a vessel for the great mysterious plan unfolding upon the earth. With reverence, grace, and surrender, so be it. Sit quietly for a few moments and gaze at the image upon the card. Notice the colors, the interplay of light and dark that create the one beautiful image. This represents you. All light and all dark would have no art at all remaining, only extremes. It is in the interplay of light and dark that enables the living art in progress, your soul, to come most fully to life. When you are ready, simply say thank you. You have completed your ritual.